Do you believe in reincarnation?
No. He says we have the choice to be done with it now.
Yeah, we have it.
But he says you can't get beyond your mind without his grace. You can't have his grace until you're ready for his grace.
Yeah.
And what can you ever do about that?
Then just rely upon him. So leave it to him. Play your role. But what you say that, no, you want to struggle and strive and have say that this is a challenge and this and that. And that's how you come into the picture. If you were not to come into the picture, then there's nothing. You want, it is our assertions, God, that makes us miserable. I am, I-amness of being is such, and it is so thoroughly linked with the infinite I-amness. It is, who am I? We are connected with that, you see. This is the infinite unconsciousness evolving into consciousness, trying to trace his infinity. And that's why it is so. And Baba says rightly, you don't believe in reincarnation? He says, of course not. There is no such thing as reincarnation. If you believe in reincarnation, so yes, there is reincarnation. Both the ways he says that. There is reincarnation, there is no reincarnation. Those who don't believe in reincarnation, Baba says, wonderful, that's right. There is no reincarnation whatsoever. It is the mind that is born once, and it's the mind that dies. And that's the end of it all. Mind can never reincarnate at all. So what reincarnates is nothing but the product of the mind, the impression which we call reincarnation. So really speaking, there is one death, one birth and one death. Birth is with the birth of mind and death is with the death of the mind. But in between the birth and death of the mind, there are many sleeps. Sleep, sleeping, just as when you have your body. Don't you sleep in the night time or when you are tired? But you wake up in the morning or after your rest is over. But you wake up in the same body. You don't call it a death. You call it sleep, isn't it? Baba says, likewise, for the mind, there is also a sleep. And it wakes up from the sleep. And people, some section of humanity call it reincarnation.
So it could be expected that he would appear eventually in another human form?
Yeah. Time and again, between 700 to 1400 years, he comes in our midst. He appears.
Every 700?
A cycle of 700 to 1400. There is nothing beyond him. There's no doubt about it. That's what he says. So, then who are you to feel that? Why do you feel it the way that you expressed just now? You say it. You, in one breath, he testifies the fact that, well, we do this and this happened. This is that and that is his will. It's all him. But then who are you to say these things? You bring yourself into the picture, isn't it? That's where you are wrong. You follow. As soon as you bring, you get bound. That's when you start shouting and being in tantrums and all that. If you don't bring yourself, there's nothing left. You follow what I'm saying? This is what he wants us to be aware. And aware not once in a while, but continuously remain aware. But at the back of it all, you are nothing. Him alone. Then there is no scope for you to say anything of that sort that is utter just now.